ocean breeze, tropical beach, piña colada. You can buy an air freshener to make your car smell like you're in an oceanside paradise. Or, better yet, you can point your car toward Daytona Beach and come experience the real thing. Visit DaytonaBeach.com to discover all there is to see, do, and enjoy along the world's most famous beach, Daytona Beach, Florida. Beach on.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Bring it up, Jake. You better you bet on the BetQL Network. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, and you. 1 hour away from the 2024 NFL Draft here on Draft Day. A lot of NFL draft conversation this hour. All our bets for tonight as well this hour. But first, a market update. Ken Barkley is here with our market update. Hello, Ken.
Hi. 61 degrees here in Connecticut. I'm Ken Barkley. The only thing that's really, I wasn't sure we'd have anything to report when we get to this time. This was, if we go to like a year ago and how the markets functioned, very little was happening even now. And we had no idea who the second overall pick was going to be. No one had bet CJ Stroud yet. That hadn't happened. It was a really slow few hours, but you would get like rumors and stories. And we've had that too today with the Rams, the Niners, with Debo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk being shopped maybe. That stuff's all really interesting. In terms of prices that have changed, the only significant movement in the last hour or so has been more money has come in on Drake May to be the third overall pick. At this particular offshore, he's currently minus 475 now to be the third overall pick. I would say that's about the biggest price we've seen on him this week.
I think he got out
like pretty big, 400, 450, I think. Maybe not even 475. Maybe it's semantics, but like out to about as big a favorite to go three as he's been. This can be for a bunch of different reasons, right? It can be kind of just like guessing. That's fine. It can be speculative. Because I think it's, again, there's this crux. Like it's again, I get that it sucks to bet and not know this. Nobody knows. Like, okay, the Giants are offering to go to three. What are the Patriots going to say? And if they don't know what they're going to say, then you don't. And then the market doesn't, but we can guess and we can give an educated guess. You could also say, well, actually, I feel really confident based on whatever you've read that I think if the Patriots stay, they will also take Drake May. And if you feel like that's true, and then the trade up is almost certainly for Drake May with the Giants, that would lead you to bet Drake May to go third. It's almost just the confidence you have in whatever information you could have. This could be stuff that you read that's public. This could be stuff that you have that it's not. Whatever it is, it could just be that. The idea that it, because again, we played this out with the probabilities last hour. If you think May is more in play for the Patriots than McCarthy is, then you bet him to go third because all the trade ups seem like they're for him, and the Giants trade up's the most notable one, and we think they definitely want Drake May. So that would be why you bet him, because all the trade is for him, and if the stay is more for him, then you actually get to a price like this when that happens. Even if you think a trade is like a 50-50 proposition, I don't think anybody, quote, knows that's not what's happening. I would argue I don't think anybody knows with the second overall pick, and that's what's happening. Jayden Daniels is -1,000. It's going to be announced tonight. If you knew, you'd bet -1,000 for a lot over and over and over and over and over again, and you'd have more money in a few hours. So, like, I don't think that's known yet. And that's just my guess, but, like, I think I'm okay at this stuff. I don't think that's known yet either. Just like three isn't known yet. To be fair, like, Caleb Williams is -23,000. And if you knew, you'd bet -23,000 and get paid in 90. Like, it's just, again, as the time horizon shrinks on this, if you know, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you just know, not if you like saw a tweet. If you knew, wouldn't matter what the price was. It's like literally coming up in an hour or two. So yeah, May to go third, bet out a little more. The last
I've
thing that
got
I'll just
something.
add,
I've
great,
got
I
something.
want to do my last thing. As May gets bet out more, if you're like, well, if he's gonna go, like, play, you play out the permutation, if he's gonna go third, it's gonna be May. If it's like, oh man, now it seems more likely that he's gonna go third. The obvious companion bet to that is McCarthy's over on 5.5, because the only thing that you have to dodge then by betting that, and that's much priced much more reasonably, -130, -140 on McCarthy's over, the only thing you have to dodge in that situation is a trade for the fourth overall pick and the fifth overall pick to draft JJ McCarthy. And then if he gets to six, you win. So even if the Patriots traded, for example, and they picked sixth, great. If you feel confident that the Vikings would not trade up, as has been rumored, that maybe they're, quote, cooling again, to use that quote. If you believe that, you don't have to believe it. You can say that's BS. If you believe that, then who's the team that's trading to four or five for JJ McCarthy? You'd be like, well, do the Patriots, like, all people are like, well, the Patriots will trade down and then trade back up again. Do they have to? Who's in the way? Who wants JJ McCarthy that's going to come up to four and five? That's not the Vikings, if you think the Vikings aren't going to do it. So again, like, as May gets bet more, there are dominoes here, and it's not that McCarthy has to go later. That is the obvious companion bet, because McCarthy can't go third if he's not if Drake May is going third. And then it's who for him. That's I think what everybody's trying to figure out. So again, just interesting, like, to watch this kind of push and pull with the third overall pick. I would say we are definitely not currently in, like, somebody knows territory with any of this stuff. The second overall pick, I don't even think we're there yet.
For what it's worth, I'm not reporting anything. This could be, it does not have to be right. Someone who I would consider to have a decent amount of knowledge about the Giants, it's like they are like thinks that the move to three is going to happen. The person can be wrong. My guesses can, the people that are betting Drake May,
Think that's happening.
Thinks that it's the Giants and the Giants are going to take him. Yes.
Right. Okay. Do you want to, as a companion to that piece of information, which again is kind of what I said, right? Like, if you think the trades are for him, and you think the and I thought if you think the Patriots are more likely to take him than you did before, you'd bet. And to add your permutation, if you thought a trade was imminent, then you would bet Drake May, because when the trade happens, Drake May's the third overall pick. It happens at that exact moment that you know the trade is going to happen. Just based on the reporting that's out there, and, like, I've heard a couple things too. Like, it's like Drake May is who the Giants want, is, like, seemingly what everyone who knows anything says. Okay, I think we should do a mock where Drake May goes three to the Giants then, right now.
Okay, ready? So Caleb, Daniels, it's gonna be May.
Seemingly.
I should be just like 10 seconds on this. Like, how pumped should I be as a Giants fan if Drake May is what happens?
Rather than, like, not get a chance to roll the dice, you have been handed dice and you get to roll them on a quarterback. You should feel great about it. You always want to roll the dice.
Yeah. Well, especially because
Better
the
than
current
not
dice that
rolling.
we have are the current dice we have are snake eyes.
Yes, correct.
Okay. So May Giants. Okay, which means that now
Patriots go
McCarthy
to
is the
six.
and McCarthy is the quarterback you'd want to trade for potentially.
Yes, McCarthy is the only quarterback available after three. Penix and Nix are too, but you get the idea.
Okay, so here's the question. How much do you buy the report that the Vikings have cooled on drafting, trading up for JJ McCarthy?
I buy it and that I'm at least aware of it versus seemingly having there's like no obstacle to the Vikings trading up before. It at least
So
calls
is
into
it
question that they would trade.
so okay, so now, like, if you are the Minnesota Vikings or Team X, unknown, the Patriots trade down to six, like we assume, it's like an educated guess, that they would take McCarthy if McCarthy were there at six. So
Yes.
your shots are four and five to trade up.
If you want McCarthy, you got to beat the
If you want
Patriots.
JJ McCarthy, you have to beat the Patriots for him. So, like, do we collectively feel strong enough that the Vikings do not want to? Honestly, like, my answer to that question is no.
Yeah.
I don't feel good enough
There's
about that.
a difference between like, do I want to go click the button or just look, I mean, you agree with me, right? Like, if May goes to minus 1,000, then McCarthy's over becomes more valuable because you remove three. Even if you
Yes,
think he
well,
could go four and
definitely.
five, it's a
Yes.
no-brainer, right? And then it's just, well, what should that price be? Because four and five are still possible. I mean, so like, give me like the Nick Costos back of the notebook guess percentage chance that any team trades to four or five for McCarthy. This is like guessing a series price in the NBA. You don't have to be right. Just like what percent chance?
Honestly, like, I don't. The only team that I'm thinking about is Minnesota, and I think it's over 50%.
Yeah, I was gonna say 50. I think that's like a reasonable way to start. Maybe they're in,
I'll
maybe
say
they do it,
50,
maybe they wouldn't.
I'll say 51, more
Yeah.
than 50.
Okay. So if God, you know what that means then. If you really think it's 50, then you gotta bet McCarthy under 5.5. Because plus money. And if you don't want to bet that, then you might not think that.
I can't imagine the Minnesota Vikings go into this year with just Sam Darnold. I think you
What if they
can't
went
do
into the
it.
year with Michael Penix at 11?
Okay, I don't buy that though.
You don't buy what about it don't you buy? That they even like him or that they pick him at 11 or what? So
I don't
all of it?
I just keep going back to like what Amico has said, and like I guess he can be wrong, right? He doesn't have to be right. Just that like players like that never go high. But I mean, the Vikings are desperate, I think. But if they're desperate, then like then
Go get J.J.
it's
McCarthy.
a, or maybe like they it's the
Maybe they
difference is
prefer Penix to
negligible between the
McCarthy.
two, or maybe it's that they prefer him. Like maybe they like McCarthy a little bit more. Don't want to pay the price to go up and trade for him.
Right. Comfortable taking Penix. This is essentially like a regurgitation of, or a paraphrasing of the Jeremiah mock blurb yesterday, too, on this, which is, yeah, like maybe they do, but they're not going to pay for it. So, okay, like, is it 50? All right, let's do it again. Is it 50% that a team that any team trades to four or five for McCarthy? Is it 50%? There's less.
I think it's 50.
Okay. Because I think as May gets more likely to be three, people are going to bet McCarthy over aggressively.
I would
Then
too.
you have to bet the under. If you think that. Yeah, and I'm not saying I'm not even holding your feet to the fire that you have to think that in a half hour or an hour, but this is what's about to happen. This is the game that's about to be played, and you're gonna have to make that decision.
All right. So May 3rd to the Giants for
Harrison.
Harrison.
Because remember, if maybe Minnesota's making a call, I think they're the only ones making a call. So it's Minnesota's making a call, or no one's making a call to Arizona. So that's, I mean, you have to mock Harrison here then.
It's the only thing that's scaring me off from like Minnesota going to four, like to four to ensure that they get Harrison, or excuse me, McCarthy, is like is the Jeremiah thing about Penix. That's it.
Do you think we have to put in the range of outcomes that the Patriots trade from six to four to make sure they get McCarthy? Because they're freaked out.
I don't know if they're like smart enough, like they think like they are like capable of executing this, but it's possible, yeah.
Has to be in the range of outcomes, right? We know they like McCarthy. They're moving down. We would presume they would want to take a quarterback. That's like kind of in the tone of everything in the offseason. I think that, I mean, I'm sure what some of the discussion with Kraft, Wolf, Jerod Mayo, whatever, everybody in the room is like, if we have McCarthy rated the best of the guys, but like we would rather take the trade, like Is everybody sure that we could go to six and still get him, or do we have to do something? I'm sure that's like a huge part of the conversation, though,
Yeah.
with everything that's come out. And I mean, what, and put yourself in that room, like what would your answer be? Like, Jonathan Kraft's like, hey, Nick, if we go to six, do you think we'll get JJ McCarthy? Like, you're saying 50-50. That's like what your answer is right now. 50-50 that you're gonna get him. I mean, it's
Because
crazy.
if you had asked me this like literally 24 hours ago, I would have said like Vikings will trade up for him. But then
Yeah, 75%, 80%. Yeah.
does Jeremiah pull that out of his derriere?
Yeah, but I think the jarring part about that is like the consensus in everything was Vikings to 4-5 for McCarthy, and then he throws that at you the night before.
And let me find Schrager's
Has
mock
to at least be
also.
considered. Just has to at least be considered. I'm not saying it's like he's right or I don't buy that at all. Just it's more information now. That's all. I think that's why we're kind of having trouble getting off 50-50 for this, because it's just like, it's basically, again, it's like, who do you trust? Like, do you buy that? That's where we're
Schrager
trading.
has the Vikings trading to seven for JJ McCarthy.
Right.
But
And then Joe
in this
Alt over
draft,
if that happens.
but in this mock, the Patriots stand pat at three, and in this, the one that we're doing right now, the Giants have moved up and the Patriots have gone
Because
back.
seemingly it's more likely now that they're going to make the trade than it was before. But then even when Schrager did his mock, to be fair to him.
I don't think if Drake May keeps getting bet out, I don't know that I would want to bet the McCarthy
That's fine.
over.
But I think that's the companion bet, right?
Would
And
you?
so like, so what's the price on it right now? Because I have to know that to know whether what my answer is. Like, let's say I got first crack at it when May got bet. Over five and a
I have
half's
an
minus
offshore skin here.
140.
Okay.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from the people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
How can I say yes when it's just the Jeremiah blurb? How can I say yes to that? That's the only thing pulling against that. So on one hand, it's we know the Vikings want McCarthy, ton of mocks have them trading up. On the other hand, it's this report.
Also, like, this is the Giants May 3 scenario. This isn't the Patriots May 3 scenario.
Right. That's what I'm saying, like. But I think that's your decision. And I do think if May gets bet more to go three, you'll see that price move even more. I do think that.
strap's ridiculous.
It's just really fun. It's just really fun to talk it out. I mean, just. You're gonna have to, I mean, you're not gonna know for sure. You're gonna have to make a choice.
We should probably clear bets for tonight next, right?
I guess so.
All right, coming up next, bets for tonight, and we'll get back to the NFL draft.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network. Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
It's draft day, everybody, and while you wait for your team to make your pick tonight,
It's draft day, everybody. Allow me to just lose my freaking mind.
Yeah, well, I mean, I did during the break. While you wait for your team to make your pick tonight, BetMGM Tonight, your destination for analysis and insights about your favorite team's newest player. As the picks are being made, they'll bring you all the angles on how to bet win totals, division winners, award markets, and more. You can listen everywhere and anywhere. Should it be anywhere or everywhere? What do you think's better for, like, for this? And listen anywhere or listen everywhere? Anywhere, right?
Well, anywhere, because the idea is, like, am I going to have, like, one thing on my phone and the other thing on my computer because I love the show so much?
So listen anywhere.
Anywhere. Anywhere you want.
Listen anywhere.
Pick an app.
Figure it out, people. Listen anywhere. With the free Odyssey app, kicking off at 7 o'clock Eastern tonight, so we go off the air. BetMGM Tonight has you covered for everything happening tonight during the NFL draft. All right, we're going to take, like, a brief hiatus from NFL draft stuff. And look, like, we'll break in case, like, a market goes crazy or we get a report on something. But we do have to get to bets for tonight, and we are going to do them now, just in the event that stuff happens and, like, we have to devote the final segment to the NFL draft. So, Jake the Snake, let's go ahead, please, and drop the dope-ass beat. I have ESPN on right now, and, like, Nick Saban's on the College Game Day set, and, like, Lincoln Riley was just on, and Brian Kelly's on now. Do you think, like, Saban hates these guys, or, like, they hate Saban? Which is neither here nor there. I'm just curious.
It's a healthy respect is how I would describe it.
With the I don't think they disrespect him. Just, like, do they not like him, I'm guessing? Or, like, does Saban not like them? Respect, there's no question.
Like's a weird word. Like, I think that's, you know, like, you trying to beat these guys, and they're trying to beat you. Or they were. I think that's all it is. I think it's that kind of professional rivalry. I don't think there's, like, animosity. I don't think they were, like, competing for players a lot or anything, like, in that way where they'd hate each other.
Our show sponsor is BetMGM. We love BetMGM. Yeah.
Love them.
Can't get enough. BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM has their Refer a Friend program. Sign in, click on the Refer a Friend tab, and in a few simple steps, you and your buddy will receive a $100 bonus. Promotional details can be found on BetMGM.com, so download the BetMGM app and start winning with the king of sportsbooks. A billion NFL draft markets available right now at our show sponsor, BetMGM. Would encourage everybody to check it out. All right, why don't we start tonight, Ken, in the NBA. Three games tonight. Cavs Magic tips off first on NBA TV. Insert laughter. Magic, a 2.5-point home favorite, down 0-2 in the series. Total's been bet up to 201.5. How are you betting the Cavs and the Magic tonight in Orlando?
Man, how do you think I'm betting? here's the recap of me on this series so far. Biggest series position, Cavs of any series. We talked about that a lot before. That was I said this might be an egg on my face moment, but I think I'm most confident about the Cavs winning, and I laid games.
Me too.
That's going great. Game one, under, win. Game two, under, win. Game three, under. I kind of like the Cavs too, but I think I like the under more. I think that, like, the totals are going down in the series, which they definitely should. I just don't think they're catching up to what's happening quite as much. Now, you can always have an outlier three-point shooting performance, whatever. Just, like, these just strike me as two offenses that are really easy for the other team to solve, but the Cavs just have a little too much, and the Magic have no adjustments. So it's just like, we were talking about, like, this opened 199. Like, that makes sense to me. I like the under. If I had to bet the side of the game, I would bet the Cavs. You could try to do the, like, if you think the Magic are going to play well in the first half, because those teams usually do 2-0, you could wait and bet the Cavs at halftime and get a way better number on them just to cover, however you want to do it. I would say I like the under more than that.
I'll have separate bets here. A bigger bet on the Cavs to win the game. I mean, Cleveland just wins, and I'll have a smaller bet on the under, just because I don't think Orlando is going to be able to score. But the Cavs is my preferred play tonight. Just like you, Ken, like, you didn't, because I did the show that Monday with Brinson. You were still on vacation. I said the same thing, that I think the Cavs are going to win the series, like, 4-1 or sweep them. I like Cleveland also tonight. Maybe Orlando gets game four, or maybe they don't, and the Cavs just sweep them here. I think we're going to get the brooms out. I think it's going to be a sweep. Give me the Cavs to win the game tonight on the road in Orlando, and a smaller bet on the under. In solidarity with my guy Ken Barkley, you know, because last night went so well. Let's move to the Knicks and the Sixers tonight in Philadelphia, my friend. Philly, a 5.5-point home favorite, 204.5 against my New York Knicks.
Obviously, Embiid playing. Looks like D'Anthony Melton's going to be a game-time decision. Hasn't played God, like almost the entire season, came back for like a couple games. I think he has like a really like a tough back injury, which obviously sucks for a player. Hopefully he is able to like get better and still like have a really good career, because he was a really good player and somebody that they definitely should have had in the offseason. I know everyone thinks like Sixers are going to get an insane whistle. They literally complained about every aspect of both games. That's way built into this. I think it's don't bet, or like see if the Knicks can get to the later part of this game close. And if they can, I think they just win again. So to me, that's more of a live betting thing. Like, there's a version of events here where this is like not the Knicks punt the game. They try too hard for that. But like, they get avalanched. Like, that's going to happen here sometimes. And the officiating will play into that too. If they can get this game to third, fourth quarter close, I think, and you'll look, think about the price you'll get at that point. A 5.5 point underdog in the game. You get to the third quarter tied, they're still an underdog in the game. I think, can they get it there? And if they can, I think they win. I just don't know if they can get it there. So pregame, I don't think it's like any betting for me.
I want to talk about Brunson's points prop for a second here.
Yeah, sure.
My gut feeling, I think Brunson has a monster game tonight. Now, I don't know if it's enough, even if he scores like 38, 40 points, like for the Knicks to cover. Because I think like, look, Embiid and Maxey are both going to play really well. I think like, you know, role players generally play better at home also. I don't know if it'll be enough for the Knicks to cover. Like, water gun to my head, I think Philly wins the game, unfortunately. Brunson's points prop tonight, 28.5 at BetMGM. Any thoughts on that?
It's just, like, I think the thing you're confident is, like, I think the shots are going to be there. It's just, like, that's one of the best parts, right? It's, like, sort of, you know, if you knew he was going to take 28 shots, would you like that prop? No matter how he's been shooting the first two games, I think the shots are going to be there, probably. I can't say it with any confidence, especially going into a game where there's a chance like they get avalanched. And I don't know how Tibbs would treat a fourth quarter of a blowout. He's a guy who plays everybody the max anyway, but you know, like they get avalanched, like he's never hitting this and there's a chance he doesn't play a lot of the fourth quarter.
Dude, he took 26 shots in game one, yeah. 29 in game two.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If I could guarantee you the same number of shots, you should like it. But I don't know. It's a weird kind of, I almost kind of think like maybe they
only has to make like two or three more shots and that's it though. And like, and you're there.
I think the real, like the subjective, like winning spot here is they get avalanched and you play is over in game four. And that's how they win the series. That's based on nothing except my gut opinion.
Also, like, I would have liked for the number to drop a little bit, like, to feel a little better about it. It's basically,
well, he shoots too much for the number to drop. How's the number going to drop? He shoots too much.
Yeah. Okay. Also, like, I'm going to be watching the draft. No bet for me on this game. On the
this game's potentially electric. Like, this is, you have to have this game. I know the second screen game.
I'm definitely going to have it on. Just, like, I'm going to be, I guess, like, once we get into the fourth quarter, I'll pay attention. But, like, I'm going to be locked into the draft.
Breen calling the game locally again?
Well, what?
It's a Turner night again, because they're announcing clutch player in 30 minutes.
Then yes. Oh my God, can Curry win, please?
Yeah, so that's for anybody who bet clutch player of the year, that'll be announced. TNT's pregame starts at 7 o'clock. Yeah, because they have the 7:30 and 10. And it's,
so
they did
know,
it at
like,
the
in, like,
start
two
of
minutes?
The show. Well, yeah, it's literally like 2 minutes into the show. They do the envelope and one of the analysts opens it.
But it's 7 or it's 6:30? Like, are we going to find it in like 2 minutes from now, or like
at
7 o'clock?
It's at 7. So the games tonight are 7:30 and 10. Somebody can check me on this. The pregame show is usually a half hour.
I'll tell you right now.
Alex, what are you typing? Oh, that's the Turner call, Alex, for the commentary for Turner. It'll be like locally, who's calling it for MSG. I totally lost my train of thought. So finalists for clutch player, Curry, DeRozan, SGA. We had like no public voting, because nobody said who they voted for. The very limited votes that came out were for either Curry or DeRozan, with I think like one or two for SGA. So I think it's going to be one of Curry or DeRozan. There's so many votes outstanding, who can say?
Who do you think's going to win?
I think Curry. I handicapped it like 64. Well, I can't say 60-40 because SGA needs to have some. I'll say like 55 Curry, 40 DeRozan, 5% SGA. Okay. Something like that. Yeah, just based on what people have said they voted for, how people talked about it beforehand. I don't think it's like a lock that Curry wins, but I think he's the most likely player. If DeRozan won, it wouldn't surprise me at all. If SGA won, it would still really, really surprise me, even though we don't know a lot. I think that's at 7 o'clock.
All right, so I'll pass betting the Knicks-Sixers game, and like I'll have it on, but I'm going to be like, I love the NBA. I don't know what I'm going to do tonight.
Because now you have me second-guessing. They definitely have the 7:30 and 10 o'clock games because the Cavs are at 7 o'clock. So, pregame show 7 would be my guess.
Yeah, you're right. 7:40 is Knicks-Sixers. Lakers-Nuggets. Lakers a 1.5-point favorite. I'm betting the Nuggets to win.
Yeah, I like Denver also, but I will say a lot of the Laker role players that have been absolutely miserable so far or haven't shot a lot, the flip to playing at home I think is going to be really big for some of these guys. Hachimura would be the one that stands out the most, who's been like a zero, basically, for the first part of this series. I think he has a pretty low points prop tonight. Over on him, maybe over on Reeves, those kind of guys, I think I would play overs on.
But you like the Nuggets or no?
I like the Nuggets to win. I'm just saying how the Lakers are. It's been 100% LeBron and AD with like D'Angelo Russell in game two helping. And it's like, I think some of the ancillary guys can obviously play much better. I think I would play on that, which doesn't really even impact who wins the game, to be honest.
So I obviously like, I can't. Hold on. Got like double audio on in my headset right now. Sorry about that. I had to like close
You're
something
totally
out.
Fine.
I got messaged a video, Jeff Darlington on ESPN with Laura Rutledge. He's in Minnesota, and I can't watch the video, obviously, right now because we're on the air. But the heading of the video is basically he's talking about that, like, it's very tense right now in, like, the Vikings draft room. That, like, it's, like, something, like, which leads me to believe they're, like, debating, like, what to do about McCarthy, probably.
Right. Because they, well, and think about it. If they think.
Which means they want him. That's what that means, right? Because if they didn't, they'd be like, okay, we'll just stand back and take Penix. There's no tension.
Right. That is reading a little bit into it, but I agree with you. May is still minus 450 to go third. There's no movement on two. There's no movement on one in that Caleb is like 99% still. Harrison, big favorite, 4-5, a mess. Everything after that, a mess. that's really funny. Something just moved a lot, which we can talk about in the next segment.
Okay.
Defensive based market, which is really interesting, and I bet it that whatever, we'll talk about it in a second.
Did I Turner bet it also? Still,
yes, Turner is still the first defensive player to be selected, minus 200. Yeah, I mean, like, it's just, this is what I would expect too, because if it's a domino effect from three and what happens between the swap between three and six, then like what would you bet at that point? I want to check a couple draft positions. We'll just do this live right now because we have a couple seconds left, or a couple minutes left, I should say.
We got to do hockey too.
Yeah, but we can do that in like a minute. Knicks under 32.5, minus 130. So more likely than not, he will be picked in the first round is what the market says right now. Penix juiced even more now to be in the first round, just a little bit. And there was one other one I wanted to check. McCarthy, another 10 cents on the over on 5.5, which kind of goes in tandem with the May getting bet out and how everyone's thinking about that.
Okay. All right. Now here's some hockey bets. Panthers and Lightning starting in a half an hour in Tampa. Give me the Panthers. Basically, until the hockey playoffs are over or all of us die, I'll take the Panthers tonight.
I do like the price. They're just much better. They got the A++ Vasilevsky game. They still lost. Yeah, I think the Panthers might sweep this team. I really do. I hope they do, because they get way more rest going into the next round, and then hopefully they win that. You're going to bet the Islanders tonight with Sorokin starting instead of Varlamov?
Yeah.
It's very tempting, right?
The price just keeps climbing, too. The Hurricanes keep getting bet out. Like, it's been up 20 cents in the last, like 3 hours, I feel like.
Yeah. Total 5.5 make you want to do anything? I feel like if you like the Islanders, you like the under, probably.
And also, like, I guess Anderson hasn't been, like, great. He was really good in game one and then allowed three goals, like, in game two on non-touch shots.
Was he great
in
game two? Right. Yeah. I mean, so, like, not, he hasn't been terrible, but he was on that incredible streak. I mean, maybe it's, I don't know if I want to bet the Islanders. Is it, like, Islanders in the under for a couple bucks is like a fun thing, and basically hope you get like a Sorokin bounce in the first game at home.
I think the answer is yes, and like also like the I'm a Rangers fan, but the Islander crowds in the playoffs are insane.
Love the way you said that. Maybe a game to go to overtime, too, which would get us back to the Islanders in the regular season.
Oh, I totally forgot this. I'm so happy that you mentioned that. I'm betting every game tonight to go to overtime.
There are two games. You're betting both games.
I'm betting both of them. I'm betting both of them to go to overtime. And all the games tomorrow. We've only had one overtime game thus far in the playoffs. Well, two parlaying now with the Kings-Oilers.
Parlaying them with Bo Nix over 32.5 and a return to sanity.
Sounds good. Yeah. All right, on the other side, we'll give you like a little bit more like concrete thoughts on the NHL bets, and then we'll close things out talking NFL draft on draft day.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. On the Bet, welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Kostos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Just to finalize the NHL plays for tonight, Islanders to win for me. That's it. I guess
parlay,
it has to correlate with the Islanders, all right?
I'm going to parlay the Islanders with the under for a couple bucks. Yeah.
Small and I'm going to do it with like, I'm going to do it with the very soon here. Okay.
And I'm going to cheer my brains out for the Panthers again.
Yeah. Are you betting the Panthers? I did.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's all the same bucket. Like, I'll bet them small in this game, but I have series for a ton. And I have minus games in the series for a lot, and it's Stanley Cup. It's my biggest position, and I have like everyone on the first three lines to win the Conn Smythe.
It's amazing. Okay, so those are our bets for tonight in the NBA and the National Hockey League, which means I think, Jake, that we're good with a dope ass beat. Thank yous. Great guests on the show today. Ron Rivera, he was great. Mike Gallagher, Connor Allen, Pete Blackburn, Alex Fasano is our EP, our technical director, Tyler Morales, our engineer. Jake the Steak Hassan, our video producer, God's Perfect Creation, Downtown Mike Brown. BetMGM tonight is coming up next. They've got you covered, all things NFL draft as it happens. Ken, what's happening with the second overall pick?
Sorry, I was muted for a second. Movement from minus 1,000 to minus 1,500 on Jaden Daniels, and we're getting closer and closer to draft time. I do not think this signals that it's done, but I do think that there's still no resistance. So maybe it's the best kept secret ever. Maybe. But again, would you bet on it, even at big prices, on somebody else? It just doesn't seem like a good idea to me. Just I love being contrarian as much as the next guy. It just doesn't seem like it's worth it. And sorry, I'm leaning forward a little bit because I have like two other screens open while I have this other computer monitor up. Third overall pick, no movement. The last thing we reported was Drake May got bet out a little more. He remains minus 450. McCarthy coming back plus 340 in a multi-way. And which means other players are listed to be third, including those two. And fourth overall pick, Harrison remains a really big favorite. Again, like, as you go down through 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, all of this is going to be contingent on whether the Patriots trade at 3, which is part of the reason why. And you'd be like, yeah, but, like, if they go 3 to 6, then, like, 4 and 5, like, no, like, because, like, are the Vikings going to trade up for J.J. McCarthy then? If that happens, that's why, like, nothing else can be set also. Just checking out like a bunch of other ancillary stuff.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Dallas Turner continues to kind of get bet out, like, you know, a little bit at a time to be the first defensive player. The projection most people have is 8 to Atlanta. It doesn't have to be true, but that's maybe what's driving that, or that just he's more likely than all the other players to go in a bunch of different spots. That's basically it. Caleb still minus 40,000 to go first, just because in case people were curious about like how locked in that first overall pick is. Draft position wise, another limit bet on Bo Nix under in the first round, minus 152 on under 32.5. Penix remains a really big favorite. To go in the first round, I should say. Joe Alt has been bet under 7.5 more, about 60 cents in the last 10 minutes. I think there is starting to be a consensus opinion that if he is there at 7, the Titans have always been very likely to draft him. Maybe we feel like we're starting to get some stability there if, like, the Giants are going to trade for 3 for Drake May or something, that, like, we kind of know how this is going to play out. We did that mock in the last segment. I think there was one other draft position I wanted to check was just McCarthy. Over 5.5 on McCarthy has not been bet a lot, minus 155. So as Drake May has gotten bet out, we've only seen 20 cents basically on McCarthy over 5.5. And I think this goes right back to what you said, which is how confident are you just based on it sounds like the Seinfeld where Costanza's like, there's a blurb about me in the Time magazine, like to the serial killer or whatever, like you're a blurb. You know, Daniel Jeremiah writes that maybe Minnesota doesn't want to trade up anymore for McCarthy. Is that enough to go on where if you think May is third, you're going to bet McCarthy over 5.5? Is that enough to click the button? Just that report. Because if you think that Minnesota won't trade up anymore, you should be betting over 5.5 McCarthy as May gets bet out. Because the 4-5 isn't going to happen then. There's probably no mystery team out there. It's Vikings or he gets to New England at 6.
Yeah, it's all just, it's all crazy. I kind of feel like the hay's in the barn, right, for the most part here. Is anything else, anything okay. New going to happen now?
One other thing I should mention. I was right that, I wasn't know if I was right about this because I didn't really predict it, but this makes sense. Here's a good way to put it. As speculation has continued about if the Rams trade into the top 10, who are they going to pick? Brock Bowers under has gotten bet more and more and more, minus 160, basically under 11.5 now. I think that makes a lot of sense. It's just a slow trickle from the reporting that like, oh, well now a team might trade in, who would they want? That kind of stuff gets bet into that. Let me ask you this. Cause like if I like gave you $100 right now and said, you have to bet one way or another on Nix and Penix, what would you bet? I'll give you the prices as they're updated right now. Nix 32.5 over plus 110 under minus 140. So basically, will he be a first round pick? Yes. On Bo Nix plus 110 or sorry. Yes. Minus 140. So yes is a favorite that he will be picked in the first round. No plus 110 Penix. Will he be drafted in the first round? Yes. Minus 330. Now, I can't believe this is where we are. No, plus 248. If I gave you $100, he said you have to bet both. What would you bet?
I think Penix is going in the first. I would say Penix goes in the first, and I wouldn't bet into that market. Or I guess I'd lay yes. And Nix, I would say, does not go in the first round. And I will defer to people that I think are really smart and have told me the entire time that Penix is much more likely to go in the first round and that Bo Nix is not a day one prospect. So that's what I'll base it on. And I'm willing to be wrong. I'm also, this is fake money, but yeah.
I'm going to make it right. I'm going to make a small bet right when we get off the air, hoping that Knicks keeps getting bet like this. And I'll take a chance because I think it's just Denver and that's it. And maybe Denver picks them. Maybe they don't. Maybe they trade back in. Maybe they don't. I'll bet like maybe it's a flip of the coin. Maybe it's not. I'll bet the plus that he doesn't get picked. Penix, I don't know if I feel confident betting that price, even that he won't get picked in the first round. I like that. Now that Bowers has been bet like this, does that make you want to bet anything?
No, because I think that Bowers under is being bet on nothing.
You want to bet the over than to play back.
I'd rather. So what's the position and what's the juice right now?
11.5. So reminder for people, yep. The Jets pick 10th and the Vikings pick 11th as of right now. -157 under 11.5, +125 over 11.5.
I get plus on it. And it's like people are betting that based on
like a half a rumor.
The Jets. Right, yeah, yeah. Like I look, made me bet it. I bet over on Bowers.
I already bet it last night. I might bet more. Just cause I don't agree with this price. Like it's okay amount of smoke. That's like all that's happening here. And it's not even like good smoke. It's just like, well, Rodgers gets another weapon or like Rams trade up ? All we know is a non-quarterback, man. It's like really speculative to be like, well, it's yeah. That, well, now it's Bowers. That's like what it has to be. It just seems like kind of not rooted in anything like totally known.
Nothing's happening at three. Nothing's happening at three right now.
Let me click back over to the multiways. Nope. -450 still.
I'm getting stuff from people and like, so I got a note.
What does stuff
recently
mean?
So one thing I said, which was Giants are like really pushing for three for May. And now like, is the asking price like so insane that the Patriots are just going to stamp at? Right. And I don't know what the answer is.
Pelissero, just now, after weeks of listening to offers on the number three pick, all signs point to the Patriots standing pat. Belief within the league is they will be drafting Drake May.
Okay, so what do we... So
Pelissero
now
right now.
McCarthy over?
It's McCarthy over, understanding there's still risk. Also, depending on who you think the trade partner is for McCarthy, it's McCarthy over in tandem with McCarthy 4 or McCarthy 5 if you want to eliminate even more risk. Those are both 3-1.
Yeah, but I feel like the Jeremiah thing kind of just like throws you off the scent on that.
I agree. But this is what I said 20 minutes. This is like, not that I knew this exact thing would happen. Like, this is your decision point. There's risk in everything. That's a third overall pick to the surprise of absolutely no one, now locked. So before anybody could just like absolutely jam Drake May. Okay. You want to play out the Drake May mock going to the Patriots now?
Can I just say this also, like the way that Pelissero framed that was not
who
like
tweets
it's
it
done.
That way? Yeah.
Yeah. Like yes, basically
it's who sends that without like feeling pretty good?
Well, no. What I'm saying is that the Patriots fed it to him, and they're like probably like frame it like so. It's basically after listening to offers, the Patriots are like comfortable whatever it is with doing this. So I interpret that to mean like there's like you want Drake May, come get him. Now's your last chance.
Sure.
I don't think it's done.
It's a float of like keep calling us because like we're saying we're open.
Yes, definitely, right.
Okay. Well, it doesn't have to be definitely. This is, I defer to you on these like spin based things. I didn't like get any Drake May bets in or anything. Let's play out a mock. I have one more thing before we get off the air, but let's play a mock real quick. So
I'm sad that all these exactos are going to be dead with JJ at three. That sucks.
They paid too well to not bet them. Cause again, like we still don't know. It's 652. I think those are good bets. Caleb, Jaden Daniels, who's -1500, May to the Patriots. If you believe the Pelissero report, you play it out. Harrison. Latham. McCarthy.
The
Giants.
Neighbors.
Okay. Neighbors. Alt.
Turner.
I think like total mystery now there what that pick is. Like, are we sure? We have no idea what Atlanta's doing.
I don't know. It's my best guess.
Yeah. Adunze, 9. Or trade up for somebody who wants him.
Byron Murphy.
Byron Murphy. Fashanu or Bowers?
Fashanu. But like I say that with like not a high degree of
McCarthy 11 to the Vikings.
McCarthy 11 to the Vikings.
Penix 12.
Penix?
Just kidding.
How about Penix 11 and McCarthy just like falls, like slides? And he keeps on falling.
I was given a tip by somebody about 10 minutes ago. I don't know how valid this is, but I trusted this enough to bet some money on it. How do I pronounce this guy's name? Quinyon Mitchell?
Quinyon Mitchell.
He's a corner from Toledo. Was told going to go earlier than people expect. Highly likely to be first corner, which hasn't been bet as much as it has in other places by me, and under on draft position. Secondhand info. Take that for what it's worth. That's the last thing that I got.
All right. We'll talk to everybody tomorrow. To everyone out there, even more so than usual, we're wishing you minimal sweats when he bets the absolute very best of luck. Ken and I will speak to you Friday, 3 o'clock Eastern. BetMGM tonight coming up next. Good luck, everyone. Godspeed on the NFL draft and otherwise tonight.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetQL Network, presented by BetMGM.